Okay, Rabbi, we're starting a brand new Masechta. Masechta Shkolim Daf Beis Omer Aleph. As almost everybody knows, Masechta Shkolim is brought to us from Talmud Yerushalmi. This is not Talmud Bavli. And for those of you that are unfamiliar with Yerushalmi, you'll see that the Lashonis, the text of the Gemara, often is different than what we're used to in Talmud Bavli. Sometimes the Lashonis are different, sometimes they're much briefer, much more succinct. So we'll do the best we can. The major Mefoydish that people are learning on Masechta Shkolim is the Taklin Charetin, who was a Talmud of the Vilna Goyen. I think his name was Ramoshe Mishklov, I believe. And he was a Talmud of the Vilna Goyen. And why Masechta Shkolim was incorporated from the Yerushalmi into the Bavli, for both purposes of Daf Yoimi and for purposes of the Vilna Shas, I'm assuming that the Daf Yoimi people that started the calendar years and years ago, maybe Rameir Shapiro, maybe his Talmidim, decided to include it because Shkolim was published together with the Talmud Bavli, as opposed to any other Masechta in Yerushalmi, which is not published with the Bavli. So then, of course, the question is, then why did the publishers of the Vilna Shas decide to incorporate Shkolim from Yerushalmi? And I believe the answer is because I think that that's the only Masechta in Moed that doesn't have a Talmud Bavli, and so therefore to make a Dover HaSholem, they included Shkolim from the Yerushalmi. Regardless, we're learning it, Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Yisai, we're starting the Mishnah, Zok the Mishnah. Bi'echod bi'ador, on Rish Chodesh Odor, Mashmiyam al HaShkolim vi'al HaKilayim. The Beis Din goes and makes an announcement that people should start bringing in the Machzis HaShekel. Why is it so important to bring the Machzis HaShekel? Because, as we'll see mentioned in the Gemara, there is a din that all the new karbonos of the new year, and the new year for our purposes is Rish Chodesh Nisan, not Rish Chodesh Tishrei. For purposes of the new year for new karbonos, it's Rish Chodesh Nisan. All karbonos of every year that were brought karbonos tzibur, such as the two tamidim that are brought every single day, those monies came from the fund of the Beis HaMikdash. Where did the Beis HaMikdash get its funding from? From Klal Yisrael. So therefore, Klal Yisrael were asked to start bringing in their shkolim, beginning of Rish Chodesh Adar, so that by the time Rish Chodesh Nisan rolled around a month later, the kupois in the Beis HaMikdash would already have new shkolim with which to go and purchase the new karbonos for the forthcoming days, and eventually for the forthcoming year. The Alakilayim, since this is the end of the winter season, and now things are starting to sprout, things are starting to grow, the Beis Din would also announce, Rabbi say, be very careful, make sure to weed out any problematic growth in your fields, so you should not have kilayim. Now that was on Rish Chodesh Adar. U'bachamisha osir boy, koinis ha-megillah bekrachin. On the 15th day of the month, they would go and lay the Megillah for the Krachim. Krachim means for the large cities, meaning those which are Mukaf Choymim Yemois Yeshua Ben Nun. As we know, the halacha is, in general, one lines the Megillah the 14th day of Adar, but those that are fortunate to live, for instance, in Yerushalayim, or in any other cities which are Mukaf Choymim Yemois Yeshua Ben Nun, they go and lay on the 15th. Now you're wondering, why would the Mishnah tell us about the exceptional case of the laning on the 15th, as opposed to the general case of laning on the 14th? Mitzvah Nigmar, the Amud Beis, is going to tell us, because the focus is really not on Kriyas HaMegillah. The focus is on the other halachas which follow, and that is Mesaknan Es HaDrochem, V'es HaRachoyvis, V'es Mikvois HaMayim, V'yoysen Kol Tzorchi HaRabim, U'metzaynen Es HaKvarois, V'yoysen HaFal HaKalayim. All of these things were done on the 15th of the Chodesh Adar. Since we want to start off with remembering the Ness of the Megillah and Purim, so we say, yeah, don't forget, Chamisha Osir is all to the day for the Krachim, but that's not really the thrust of our Mishnah to go and tell us about Megillah lining. For that we have, Baruch Hashem, a separate Masechtas Megillah that goes into that in much greater detail, and therefore, rather, our Mishnah is just telling us the din of those other things, so therefore we start off with Megillah on the 15th. Now, even all the other things which are mentioned in the Mishnah, which we just skimmed over quickly, none of them have anything to do with Shkolim. So even these themselves are really only the Hakdama to the next Mishnah, which we're going to learn tomorrow. If you just turn ahead to Daf Gimel Amid Beis, you'll see at the beginning of the Mishnah on Gimel Amid Beis, look, the Mishnah, Bachamisha Osir Boy Shulchanoi Sayyoshvim Babadina. Oh, with continuing to talk about Shkalim. The first day they go and make an announcement, Rabbi Yisai, start getting your Machtas HaShekel ready for collection and for donation. On the 15th day, they already set up tables all over Bamedina, big signs, Rabbi Yisai, here you can give your Machtas HaShekel. So really our Mishnah is focusing on that, Chamisha Asar, and all the things that which I mentioned. Our Mishnah is really just a general introduction. Other things that they did, B'chamisha Asar. So now, we went over it quickly. Other than the Kriyas and Megillah, the rest of those mentioned in the Mishnah relate to the fact that winter, the winter season, hopefully is at an end. Spring is upon us, and as a result, now it's time to go and look at the mess that was made throughout all the public thoroughfares during the winter. Even in modern days, as you know, typically at the end of the winter, the governmental authorities have to fill up all the potholes as a result of all the ice and all of the snow and all of the salt that was placed on the roads. It causes a lot of potholes during the winter. So here too, Mesaknas Adrachim, they were all full of mud from the huge amounts of rainfall and snow. So they have to go and fix the Drachim. Now what's the reason Mesaknas Adrachim? So the Takan Chadatin says two major reasons. Number one, for the Oile Regel, when they're going to be coming up in Mitzvah shortly for Pesach, and then after that for the other regalim, they should be able to travel without too much of a hurdle, without too much of a hindrance. But what is interesting, the Taklin Charetin adds, Bishvil HaGoylim Li'orei Miklot. Unfortunately, from time to time, there will be accidental deaths, and those people that caused that accident, Chas HaShom B'Shogeg, they have to go to the Orei Miklot. So the Pasuk says, Tochim L'cho HaDerech. That comes to tell you, make sure that the roads are passable and travelable so people can get to the Arei Miklat. Getting back to our Mishnah, it's not only the Drachim, but also the Rechoivos, the streets and the sidewalks where people are traveling, people are walking. That's Mikvas Amayim. Mikvas Amayim during the winter also got stuffed up with all types of rocks and pebbles and schmutz. So you had to go and remove all of that to go and make them now usable. Anything that the Rabbim needs, which got all messed up as a result of the winter season. Even Metzainen Esak Kvarois. The Takan Chadatin says about the Kvaros that typically they would go and put Sid, which was a white line around the Kvaros, that people should see, especially the Kahanim should see, don't walk here because there's a Kaver, there's a Matzeva. So they put line. However, over the winter months, a lot of that dissolved, and therefore there was nothing left. So they had to once again be mitzayin. Mitzayin means to mark where the kvarim were, so people should make sure to avoid walking nearby. Finally, yoytanaf al kalayim, that although the Bezdin made an announcement at the beginning of the month, on the 15th of the month, the inspectors now go out to check out to make sure that people, in fact, have listened and have uprooted any potential kalayim growth. Okay. Why not Chanukah, Purim, Vos Epes Rishchodesh Adar? Says the market, so that people should go and bring their shkolim in the right time. V'titorim truma salishka men hachadosh bizmana biyachad benisan. Like we said earlier in the Mishnah, that they had to go and bring the new kabbanis of the new year from the new Shkolim. You couldn't go and bring the kabbanis from the shkolim from the previous year. The shkolim from the previous year were set aside and no longer used anymore for kabbanis. So you're wondering, so what did they do with the old machzor shekel? We're going to have mishnayis and gemaras that will deal with that later in our mesechta. But now we're talking about the taklin charetin, the new shkolim. The word taklin charetin is Aramaic for new shkolim. They're dealing now with the new shkolim, and those new shkolim have to arrive in the Beis Hamikdash pre Rosh Chodesh Nisan to be able to go and use them for buying karbanis. Now, at this point, our Gemara doesn't go into it, but in Yad Hashem, we're going to see later on the bottom of the Amud, and in the beginning of Perek Gimel of Masecht Shkolim, that there were three times a year that they were Toreim Es Halishka. If you want to eye it, you can go down all the way to the bottom of the Amud, five lines from the bottom. Vatanina, we're going to learn in Yad Hashem, beginning of the third Perek, that Bishlosha Perakim Bashana Toreim Es Halishka. Now, Toreim Es Halishka in our minds may be a slight misnomer. People only gave their shkalim starting from Chodesh Adar. And when those monies were collected by the gaboyim, by the gizborim, they were put in a special lishka, a special room or chamber in the Beis HaMikdash. Three times a year, the gizborim would go into that lishka. I'm assuming throughout the year the lishka was sealed. But three times a year, he would have gaboyim going in, and then they would go and fill up three kupais, three very large boxes from those shkolim. And that was called the Trumas Halishka. Truma over here doesn't mean that the people are Torem and donate. Truma means to be mafresh and to be Torem, to go and lift from the existing collection of shkolim and to go and put them into boxes. When did they do that? Three times a year, B'Prois HaPesach. The word Prois means half. So half of the month before Pesach, which means on Rosh Chodesh, because that's 2 weeks before Pesach. B'Prois HaTzer is 2 weeks before Shavuos. B'Prois HaChagin, 2 weeks before Sukkot. And then the monies were used then for the forthcoming period from those three boxes. And even those three boxes themselves, we'll see Mitchum and Amishta later on, were numbered Aleph Beis Gimel, or lettered Aleph Beis Gimel, and you use first the funds from Aleph until that kupa was done, then you use the funds from Beis, and then you use the funds from Gimel. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, so the first time this was done, every single year, this was done on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, when the Gizborim did the Trumais HaLishka, taking the Truma from the Lishka, putting it into the boxes, and those boxes were then going to be used as receptacles for taking everyday monies to be used to go and buy new kabanis, kabanis tzibur. People should go and give the money on the right time, at the right time. So that the gizbar will be able to do the trumas alishka on Rosh Chodesh Nisan in the proper time. There should be no delay. That's why start collecting the funds from Rosh Chodesh Adar. Umar Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak said that Trumas Halishka Kitchilosa. Where do we take this Rish Chodesh Nisan from? Why don't we always start from Rish Chodesh Tishrei? In other words, go and make the announcement of Chodesh Elul, get the funds in so that on Rosh Hashanah we should be able to go and get the new Karbanis. Or make it some other time. Always do it, it's the 15th day of Kislev. Vos epistavka Rish Chodesh Nisan. Because we continue to follow the same pattern that began historically at the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. In the second year, and the Tony Allah. So what the Gemara is telling us is that the very first time that the new Machtes HaShekel were donated to the Mishkan, those were also pre-Hakomas HaMishkan. The Mishkan was actually erected for the final time. There were 7 days of rehearsal, and then it was erected to be the Mishkan. I shouldn't say the final time, because over the next 40 years, as you know, it went from place to place to place. But at least in the initial construction, first time it was erected as a permanent Mishkan was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So prior to that, they had to go and collect the funds to go and fund the Kabbonis on an ongoing basis. So therefore, that's the reason why it became the custom in Klal Yisrael, Rosh Chodesh Adar, where Mashmiel Adashkolim, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the first time, Shenitruma Hatruma, that we take the money from the Lishka, and we put it into the boxes. For those of you wondering, how do I know about the other two times, B'Prois HaAteres, B'Prois HaSukkos, that we'll see Mitchum on the Omid Beis. Where do we know this from, that there's three times a year that they do the Trumas HaLishka? Zokti Mora Vaita, Reb Ta...
So there was the 7 days of Miluim, and then...
times of Moshe Rabbeinu, there were 7 days of Miluim, which began, of course, on Chav Gimel Adar. That's why we don't say Tachnun then. And then every one of those 7 days, it was a bit of a rehearsal for Moshe Ahar Nuvonav. And then Chodesh Nisan, that was the official inauguration day. They put up the Chanukah Sabayis, etc.
That was the eighth day.
And that's why the parsha begins. Vehi b'yom Meshmini, Korah Moshe Ahar Nuvonav, Zikne Yisrael. And he told them, this is what we got to start doing now because of the Kamas Mishkan. The Parsha Shmini is the eighth day, meaning on Rish Chodesh Nisan. Anyway, so that's why, just like they did in times of Moshe, we continue that minhag in later generations, times of the Mishkan, times of the Beis Hamikdash Harishon, Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, and Mishim shortly by the Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi. Amen. Rabbi Tavi, Rabbi Shua, Yoshia Beret, Bishem Kahana, Nemakan. Throughout the Masechtas Shkolim, as throughout Yerushalmi, very often the Loshon is so succinct and so short, they leave out the extra Omars, and sometimes they leave out the extra Vavs. So you don't know whether it's Rabbi Tavi, Virb Yoshia, Bishem, Rav Kahana, or it's Rabbi Tavi said in the name of Yoshia, Bishem Kahana. So we'll just go and say the words, and you can look up there all different types of Girsois on the side. You add a word, you subtract a word. Okay, so Rabbi Tavi, Rabbi Yoshia, Bishem Kahana said, Ne'amar Kahana, it says, Chodshei, V'nemel Alon, Chodshei, Ma Chodshei, Shenemel Alon, Ein Moina Ela Minisan, Av Chodshei, Shenemel Kahana, Ein Moina Ela Minisan. So Rabbi Tavi, Rabbi Yoshia are telling us is another Mekar for that the first time that they were turning Mesalishka was when it's Chodesh Nisan. What's the Raya? Because I have Gzei Rishova, Chodshei, Chodshei. Now what are those two, Psukim Chodshei, Chodshei? So in our Gemaras, we have the benefit of Torah Ora Shalem. It says, on Rish Chodesh, whenever we land on Rish Chodesh, number two, V'niskeyem chatziah hin yeh lapar, shlish sehin la'ay, levi sehin la'kebis yoyin, zois, oy las Chodesh bechodshoy lechodshei hashana. Maybe for Shoyin? Chaim L'Shulam. When's the day? Chaim L'Shulam. Have a wonderful Yom Tov Zakir. So this is referring to Parshas Pinchas and specifically to the Kor Musaf that was brought on Rosh Chodesh. So the Loshon HaPasuk is, so it's Oilas Chodesh Bechodshoy, that's the Oilas Chodesh you have to bring for the Kor Musaf. Lechodshei Hashana. The Gemara considers the word Lechodshei to be Ibrik. Ibrik means it's superfluous. And we have the same word Chodshei in Parshas HaChodesh, which we just learned a week or two ago. What does it say in Parshas HaChodesh? HaChodesh HaZeh Lechem Rosh Chodesh Rishon Hu Lechem Lechodshei HaShana. So I have two Lechodsheis, by Rosh Chodesh generally and by Chodesh Nisan in particular. HaChodesh HaZeh Lechem Rosh Chodesh HaChodesh Shneim Alon Emoin Elmi Nisan HaChodesh Shneim Kan Emoin Elmi Nisan. Just like the Parshas HaChodesh, HaChodesh HaZeh Lechem, we count Rosh Ishan Lechem Lechodshei HaShana. So purposes of the new Karbonos, so it's Oilas Chodesh Bechodshei Lechodshei Hashana. You bring the new kabbonis from the new monies by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now, this is what Rabbi Tavi, Rabbi Yoshe said b'shem Rav Kahana. Rabbi Yoina was a little upset. Omer Rabbi Yoina, Shavik Rabbi Tavi, Roisha de Masnisa, the Omer, Soifa. He said, is it right? Rabbi Tavi's Gzeira Shavu was beautiful, but really it's incomplete. Why is it incomplete? Because he really should have quoted a full-fledged Braisa, and he only quoted from the Seifa of the Braisa. So you're wondering, where is that full-fledged Braisa? Dalken kahadot etani. Oh, it's just like this Braisa that we learned, and now we're going to learn the full Braisa in its entirety. The Braisa begins, Zois oydes chodesh b'chodshoy. Yochli ye toirem b'chol chodesh b'chodesh. Since it says, oydes chodesh b'chodshoy, I would think that perhaps we should have a Truma Salishka every Rosh Chodesh. The Gaboyim, the Gizborim should go into the Lishka and withdraw funds every single Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Rosh Chodesh Tamiz, for the Kabbonis of that month. Tamaloimar, Bechodshoy Lechodshoy Hashana, Bechodesh Echru Toirem Lechol Chodshoy Hashana, Bechodshoy, one Chodesh Lechodshoy for the whole Chodshoy Hashana. Because Min HaTorah, we only have one Truma Salishka, we don't have three. The other two Truma Salishka, we'll see in the Amid Beis, were added by the Chacham, by Chazal. So therefore, when it says, B'chodshoy l'chodshoy, b'chodesh echod, u'toyim l'chol chodshoy hashana. If that's the case, Yochol be'ez l'chodesh yirtza, choose any one you want, go and choose. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is fine, but Rosh Chodesh Tammuz is great. And don't forget about Rosh Chodesh Elul. These are great months. Vos ep is dafka Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Yoch meiz Chodesh Yitzit. Nemar kan chodshim, nem lalan chodshay. Ah, this is the Gzeira Shova that Reb Tavi was quoting before. Ma chodshish nem lalan, ein moin enel min Nisan. Av chodshish nem kan, ein moin enel min Nisan. So bottom line is, we now have the full limud from this price, and not just the chodshei chodshei, because that it only tells us half of the story. Says Reb Yoina, we should go and tell us the first half. The first half is, I might have thought Zois Oilas Chodesh Pachodshoy, that you have to be Toidim every single month. No, no. You only do it once a year. Pachodshoy L'Chodshay Hashana. Okay, so, but which month, which is Chodesh of the year? Maybe choose which anyone you want. Every year, choose another month. One year will be Tishrei, one will be Cheshvan, one will be Kislev, one will be Teves, one will be Shvat. No, no, no. And then Chodesh Chodesh to tell you it's always Rish Chodesh Nisan.
How does that first passage tell you that it's about Shumas Lishka that you're collecting? It's never on the Chodesh. It's a passage about Zos Olas Chodesh B'Chodesh L'Chodesh Hashanah.
Start at the beginning of the Brisa. Zos Olas Chodesh B'Chodesh. Yochli Toidim B'Chol Chodesh B'Chodesh Tamalim B'Chodesh L'Chodesh. What does it have to be being Toidim at all? But Chazal learned that the word Chodesh is repeated here so many times. Kodesh Baruch Hu had a special, was sending us a message. So it's Oyles Chodesh, that's one Chodesh, B'Chodeshoy, L'Chodeshay. And the Gemara elsewhere says, that comes to tell you, Chadesh V'Hove Shkolim, for purposes of the Truma Salishka, for the new Karbanis. In other words, those three Chodesh Lishoynis are not just months, but it's also telling you a Dover Chodesh. The Vachodesh means that all the new karbanis have to be brought from new funds. Mm-hmm. When are those new funds? Chodshei Chodshei, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Okay. Going back to the beginning of the Masechta, we started the Echabi Adam Mashmian. What does the word Mashmian mean? So Timur Afuna Omer Machrizin. Machrizin means to go and make announcements. And every Besmedish, everywhere they have to go and pound the bima after davening. The Beisai, don't forget to bring your Machtes HaShekel. Says the Gemara, Heich Mat Di'at Omar, did we find any historical precedent to this? Says the Gemara, yes, yes, yes. It's a pasuk. Where is this pasuk? A pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. Vayitnu Koil B'Yehuda B'Yerushalayim. And the pasuk continues on, L'Hovi L'Hashem Masas Moshe. Vayitnu Koil means that they made a large noise. They made a big bang, a lot of noise. What was the noise that they made in Yehuda Yerushalayim? L'Hovi to bring. L'Hashem Masas Moshe. Masas Moshe means the Shkolim, which the first time were collected in Parshas Kisisa. Masas Moshe Kisisa by Moshe Rabbeinu. So we see that this Takan Inyan V'yitnu Koil. Oh, so that's the Mashmiyim that we are Machris. So to Mar Taman Taninan. In the beginning of Masechtas Megillah, in the first parak, we learn Ein Bein Ador Rishon LeAdar Hasheni Ela Mikra Megillah Umatonis LeAvyoinim. We now, of course, know in advance whether the year is going to be a leap year or not, whether it's only going to be one Chodesh Adar or two Chodesh Adar. You can go probably online today. Years ago, you can go and buy a 150-year calendar that shows you from now for the next 150 years when there will be two Adars, when there will only be one Adar, as well as all the other dates throughout the year. However, in the times of Chazal, this was something that was legislated. Every year the Sanhedrin would have to get together. Are we going to make an Adar Sheni this year or not? Obviously, most years they're not going to make an Adar Sheni because there are going to be too many Adarim and it's going to shift the Yom Tovim too early, too late. So you have to do it every second, third year. You have to make a new Adar Sheni. Now what happens? How late can you make an Adar Sheni? You can legislate until the final moment. Until it's announced Rish Chodesh Nisan, even as late as Chof Tes Chodesh Adar Rishain, the Sanhedrin can get together and say, Rabbeisai, we've decided we're adding one more month, Chodesh Sheni. Now, as a result, the Aniyim are going to be thrilled. Not Tzitzumut, they're going to be thrilled. Why? Because all of those mitzvahs that we did in Adar Rishain, should we or should we not do them all to an Adar Sheni? So the Mishnah Masechtas Megillah tells us that there's no difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, Ella, except Mikra Megillah, Matanis Levyonim, that what, that you have to read the Megillah again. All those people that read it on Yudalit Adar Rishon now have to read it again on Yudalit Adar Sheni. So you're going to ask me, why did they read an Adar Rishon? Because they didn't know there was going to be an Adar Sheni. They got to read it again, and you have to give Matanis Levyonim again. Whether or not you have to do Mishloach Manas to the Purim, that will wait till we get to Masechtas Megillah. As well, if you're wondering, so if you have to repeat it, what are you Yotzei and Adar Rishon that you do not have to repeat an Adar Sheni? So our Gemara is going to tell us on the Amud Beis, the Din, that just like an Adar Rishon, you're not supposed to go and fast on various days. When you get to Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, which are Purim days, same thing applies in the second month. And the we're going to also learn in Mesechtas Megillah Metshim Legabi the Arba Parshiyos. The Arba Parshiyos you had to go and lay in Oda Rishon. You don't have to relay once again Paraduma, Parshas Para, Parshas Chodesh, etc. Mir Hashem, we'll see about this in Mesechtas Megillah. But anyway, that's what it says in the Mishnah, that you do not, there's no difference between Oda Rishon and Oda Sheni, except that you have to repeat Mikra Megillah and Matanis Lavyoinim in the second Adar. That's why I'm saying the Aniyim will be happy, because you're going to give them a second time. Reb Shimon B'Shem, Reb Shu Ben Levi, Af Shimu Shkolim Uklayim Beinem. Even though this doesn't say in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon B'Shem, Reb Shu Ben Levi adds that you have to announce yet once again about on Rosh Chodesh Ador Sheni, don't forget to bring your Machzis HaShekel, as well as Rosh Chodesh Ador Sheni, you have to announce again about Kilayim, the Al HaKilayim, make sure that you go and take out any Kilayim from your field.
If they're asking for the Machzis HaShekel, is that double dipping?
No, it's just reminding. So we call a friendly reminder to all those that have not paid. Those that have paid already, we send them a very nice receipt. Ignore the reminder, and the receipt will have on it a nice frame that you can hang up in your living room saying, you paid the Machzis HaShekel for Tov Shin Pei Aleph. Make sure to pay your Machzis HaShekel next year again for Tov Shin Pei Beis.
On a timely basis.
O Kalayim B'nei, and also announce yet again about the Kalayim. Now, it doesn't say that in the Mishnah, but this was added by Reb Simon. And we're going to see in another two lines the reason why Reb Simon said that. In the meantime, we're going to conveniently read quickly a line or two, which the Vilna Gaon says really is out of place. It should be on the Amud Beis. And in fact, these two lines are on the Amud Beis, and we're going to learn them at that time. The reason why we take them out is because they're really unrelated to what we just spoke about. Reb Chelbay v'Rav Huna, Rab, Shem Reb Chia, Rabba, Hakol Yoitze Miyadalit Shehu Zman Kriyasa. Everybody is Yoitze Kriyasa Megillah on the 14th day of the month, even the Bnei Krachim, who normally lain on the 15th. If they heard it on the 14th, they're all Yoitze. Okay, Shkoyer, but that has nothing to do with repeating the Hachrozas Shkolim and Kilayim on Rish Chodesh Odor Beis. And that's why the Goyin takes it out, and we're going to learn a Miyat Hashem on the Amud Beis. So we continue on Amar Reb Yoisi, V'yo'us. V'yo'us means gut gezogt. Reb Simon, that that you said that we're supposed to go and repeat the Hachroza about the Shkolim and Kilayim on Rish Chodesh Odor Sheini, you said the right halacha. Why? Because Klum Amru Mashmin al-Shkolim. What's the reason why we make the Hachroza in the first place? Why do we go and remind, announce on Rish Chodesh Adar, bring your Machzis HaShekel, Loi Kedei Sheyavi Yisrael L'Sheklem by Nasan, so that people bring their Shkolim on in a timely fashion. Imat Omar Bi Odor Rishon, if you're going to say only announce it Rish Chodesh Odor Rishon, Ad Kedoin Is Bishata Shitin Yoimin. You know what's going to happen? From Rish Chodesh Odor Rishon until Rish Chodesh Nisan, you're going to have 60 days. And what happens if people knew in advance that in fact that there is going to be a second order this year? There hasn't been a new order in 12 years. Everybody knew for a fact that this year there's going to be an order Sheni without any doubt. Of course, I'm just joking. For 12 years, that would be impossible. You have to have an order Sheni at least every second or third year so that Pesach comes out b'chodesh Oviv. Otherwise, Pesach would come out in the middle of the summer or in the middle of the winter, as well as all the other Yom Tovim. Anyway,
354 to 365, we lose 11 days.
11 days every year, right? Exactly. So after 3 years, it would be a month earlier, and after 6 years, it would be 2 months earlier, and so on and so forth. Good. So now what the Gemara is telling us is a little bit about human nature. Human nature is that Rish Chodesh Adar, if you give people 30 days, they'll remember to write out a check. Not really write out a check, but to get their Machzis HaShekel together and donate it. You tell them 60 days, oh, I got plenty of time. Now, if there are any accountants here on the Zoom or are listening to this recording, please do not take offense. But I can tell you my experience with accountants are that this year they're getting one more month to go and file tax returns. So instead of April 15, they can go and file May 15 or 16, whenever it comes out. So you would think, oh, that means the accountants are going to get your tax returns, your drafts, to you early, so you have plenty of time to review it. My experience is that it's always going to be a last-minute crunch, whether it's on April 15, or May 15, or June 15. your accountant is going to get you the returns, your draft returns, 60 days, 60 minutes before it has to be filed, a day or two, or maybe an hour or two. I'm sorry, it's late. You know, we have to do it. So that's the point over here too. If you're going to go and tell people they got 60 days to go and bring the Master Shekel, I got plenty of time. I don't have to rush. That's why you got to announce it again, Rosh Chodesh or the Sheni. Oi, good, you reminded me because I really forgot all about it. That's why Reb Simon said, make another announcement. Similarly, Omer Yoytzen Af Alekalayim. You know why they have to make a new achroz on Kalayim on Rish Chodesh Odr Sheni? Lo Yikidesh Yuhu Atzmochem Nikarim. The whole reason why we make achroz on Rish Chodesh Odr Rishayin, that's because that's the end of the winter season, and you go out in the fields, and you start seeing that, Baruch Hashem, things are starting to sprout and to blossom. And that's why, of course, we have the Birchas Ilonois in Chodesh Nisan, when you see the new blooming leaves coming out on the trees. In those years where they're making an Odr Sheni, that means that the winter months are earlier than the Jewish months. So therefore, Rish Chodesh Odr Rishon, which might normally come out in March 10th, that year is coming out February 20th or something like that. And that being the case, things are not sprouting yet. Ad kedoin inun dekikin. Dekikin means that they're still dark. They're still so small, you hardly see anything. That's why you have to go make an announcement, Rish Chodesh Odr Sheni. That's already February 20th to March 20th. Now March 20th, oh, now you taka see the growth. You see the tvur growing. You see the vines in the vineyard and the grapes. You'll be able to determine whether there'll be a kelayim problem or not. Okay. Now, Reb Chizkiya says something interesting. Reb Chizkiya says, we keep on talking about Rish Chodesh Adar, Rish Chodesh Adar, get your money in before Rish Chodesh Nisan. You know, today, you can go and wire money, you know, within minutes, assuming that the bankers are cooperating. Those days, how did you get the money to the Beis Hamikdash? So if you lived in Yerushalayim, well, that wasn't so difficult. But what happens if you live in Bnei Brak Tel Aviv, or you live in Haifa, or in Be'er Sheva? Or, for that matter, what happens if you live in Bavel? So Chizkiya said, you got to give those people more time to get their act together to go and send the Machtzis HaShekel. So Reb Chizkiya Shoal, the Taklan Chanatin says that when you find the word Shoal in Yerushalmi, it doesn't mean that he asked, but really he posed the following idea. And he said, you know what? You know, in Bavel, since it's going to take time for the Machtzis HaShekel to travel from Bavel to Yerushalayim, we should really make the announcement at the beginning of the winter season. Chweis, Sukkot time, right after Sukkot time, beginning of October, whenever, beginning of November, give time for the Ishkolim to travel. Remember, there's going to be rains, and there's going to be mud, and there's going to be snow and ice. Give them chance, give them time. Not so much ice in Bavel and Eretz Yisrael, but you get the idea, give them chance. Loi kedesh yivi Yisrael sheklaim by Nasan v'titorim trumas alishke menachadosh v'zmana biyachad b'nisan. After all, wouldn't it be a good idea, says Reb Chizkiya, go and make the announcement already October, November, December, so that by the time Nisan comes around, all the bubble money has come in. Quite a good idea. However, heisim Reb Ula kumi Ramana. Reb Ula said in front of Ramana, I don't think that's such a great idea. Why not? Vatanina. Because we learned already before, it's a Mishnah beginning of the third parak, and we have to Shem on Dav Zayin, we're going to have it. Bishloishi Prokha Bashana Termis Alishka. 3 times a year they would term the Lishka. Again, term the Lishka doesn't mean that we, the Jews, give money, but it means that the Gizborim take the monies out of that special Lishka and they put it into special boxes, and those boxes are going to be now the boxes which are going to be the pushkis, so to speak, that they're going to use for the future, for the next period of time, to bring new kabbalas. So when were those 3 times a year? Beprois ha-pesach, beprois ha-atzeres, beprois ha-chag. And therefore, says Reb Ula, why do you have these 3 times a year? I'll tell you what I think. On Malay, isn't it that Neymar ilein de-kraven beprois ha-pesach? Shouldn't we say that the reason why we do the Trumas HaLishka on Rish Chodesh Nisan, which is price, price means a half a month before Pesach, meaning 2 weeks before Pesach and Rosh Chodesh. You know why? Because those are the monies that have come in from the close people, even the craven. In other words, what Reb Ula is saying is, I respectfully disagree with Reb Chizkiya. Reb Chizkiya said that in each location we should make the announcement at a different time to make sure that all the monies come in by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So if you live in Bavel, you should be announcing the time in the beginning of the Choref. And if you live Dichweis in Europe, presumably they'd have to make the announcement Tisha B'Av or earlier on. It's going to take even longer to get the money till it comes to Yerushalayim. Says Rabula, no. That's the reason why we have these three Zmanim. Go and make the announcement on Rosh Chodesh Adar. Whoever's close to Yerushalayim, the monies will arrive there by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Those that live a little bit further away, that live Dichweis in Haifa, the monies will only arrive 2 weeks before Atzeres, before Shavuos. And so that by that time, I mean, it doesn't mean Dafkan and Praise Atzeres, it could mean between Rosh Chodesh Adar and sometime shortly before Shavuos, so that there will be plenty of money in the Lishka. So by the time 2 weeks before Shavuos arrive, Dichweis Lag BaOmer time, then you'll be able to have the Gezbarim taking the money now for the new Kabbanis for Praise Atzeres. And those that live even further away, people in Bavel, by the time the monies will get there, that will already be shortly before Praise HaChag, so that the Gezbarim can take the money from the Lishka and put it into the boxes on 2 weeks before Sukkot, which would mean basically Rosh Hashanah, so presumably a day before Rosh Hashanah, day Tzem Gedalia, they're going to go and take the monies and put it into the boxes. So that being the case, those that live close, the monies will be there by Praise HaPesach. Even those that live further away, those that are very far away, they'll get their monies in before Praise HaChag, so that the Gizborim can do the Trumas Alishka 2 weeks before the Chag. And if that's the case, I disagree with Reb Chizkiya. You don't have to start making announcement in the Tchiles HaChoref. Amalei, so this was Reb Tevi saying this in front of Reb Mona. So Reb Mona answered him, Amalei kulak achasi bo. No, you're making a big mistake. Min ha-toira, the halacha is get the monies in before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because we want to do the Trumas HaLishka on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And the truth of the matter is, min ha-toira, we would only do one Trumas HaLishka for the whole year on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We would presumably divide up all the money into 9 boxes or whatever you need for the whole year, and we wouldn't do it b'prois hachag and b'prois atzeres, just b'prois haPesach. Amalei kulik achasiba. Ay v'lama amru b'shloisha prakim. So why dafka 3 times a year b'prois the 3 chagim? K'dei lasis pumbi ledovar, so that there should be a lot of publicity, people should hear about it, people should know about it. Why is it so important that everybody should know about it? Explains the Chatak Nechadetin, because Klal Yisrael comes up 3 times a year l'regel, and we want that people should realize that all the kabbanis that are being brought every day of the year are not just being brought from some strange tribe of Jews somewhere. It's being brought from all of our monies. My money and your money and his money and her money. All people of Klal Yisrael are participating in the Machzis HaShekel. And to really go and send this message home, when all the people are coming to Yerushalayim, we let them know, Rabbeisai, if you're here early enough, if you're here 2 weeks before Sukkot, before Shavuos, come to Rayin in the Beis Hamikdash, and you're going to see, and they're going to make the gala distribution and dispensation of the funds from the Lishka into the Kupais, and make Agantz a public spectacle out of it, so that people should realize that this is the real McCoy. The money that I gave came Baruch Hashem, and they're using it for the Kabbanis, and I see it, and I feel so proud. I'm a proud Jew, I have a participation in all the Kabbanis being brought every day, and so on and so forth.
Is there any discussion?
So being that is the case, since the real time that you're supposed to go and bring the monies are for Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the other 2 times are really for purposes of demonstration and showing everybody that you have a chelik. So that you thought, Reb Ula, that the reason why we have the 3 times is to go and send the monies at 3 different times, the people that live further and the people that live further, and that's why we should make, we don't have to make new announcements at the beginning of the Choref, because we'll make the singular announcement during the Rish Chodesh Adar, and those monies that come first we'll use by Pesach, and those monies that come later by Shavuos, and those monies. No, that's not the reason. We want the monies to be there before Rish Chodesh Nisan for the entire year. And therefore, could be Rav Chizkiya is right. We should start making announcements elsewhere in Bavel Bechorev. Lemaisa, you don't have any raya from the fact that you have the three trumois, because that's Lepombi Ledover. So, don't ask Akasha and don't say, I disagree with Rav Chizkiya. Rav Chizkiya might be right. We should start making announcements in other places earlier in the year. Daniel, you have a question.
Does the Gemara speak about how the collections were supposed to be made and how...
We have a whole Masechta, 22 Dafim, Yetzir Shem. We're going to explore Machzor Shekel to the nth degree. Everything that you ever wanted to know about Machzor Shekel, and then some.
So then, in essence, we're saying that the reason why they had two additional times was for a publicity event.
Pumbly is over totally for publicity. Just quoting the Takna Charitin in the middle, he says... We want to publicize the fact that when we're bringing the Korban Tamid today and yesterday and tomorrow, who donated those monies? It wasn't one wealthy philanthropist that lived somewhere in California. We're talking about every person. People that lived on the West Side, and people that live in Brooklyn, and people that live in Muncie, and in Florida, and in Connecticut, and in London, and South America, and in North America. Wherever there are Jews, there are people giving Matzah Shekel for those Kabbanis, because the Kabbanis are brought from the masses of Klal Yisrael throughout the world. Good. Now we get off on a tangent, just a drop, a shtikl agadata, says he went, yes.
So how is the Mishkan? We don't have Mishkan again.
We have no raya one way or the other. Rav Chizkiya's idea of starting to do a hachroza and a collection earlier on.
Maybe a good idea.
Maybe in fact that's the way they did it. Maybe that's the way one should do it.
Yeah, because you want all the kabbanos to be part of everybody.
You want everybody to be part of all kabbanos. You don't want some yid in Klal Yisrael only to have a chedik in the kabbanos starting from Sukkis. You want everybody to have a chedik in all the kabbanos starting already from Rish Chodesh Nisan. Absolutely. So Chizkiya's idea is a very good idea. And that, the Reb Ula's upshlug, that he tried to defer that and say, the reason why they had three trumois is because people should start giving from other, and whenever they get there, they get there. No, that doesn't sound right. Reb Chizkiya's idea sounds better. Zokti Moraviter, second line for the top, reputed Bar Pazi Vishem Reb, Rebbe. Hein nikrav leinivas. We're going to see three sets of psukim, and when you're going to read it, we're going to have chil ura oda yoychezun. The word nivas means to tremble. We read these psukim. Are we not going to tremble? And what the Gemara is now emphasizing is the koach of the Yetzer Hara. Not only today. The koach of the Yetzer Hara has been from the beginning of time. Ki yetzer leva odom ra min urav. Person is born with the Yetzer Hara. So how are we going to show that? Says Yimar the Toiva, when people were asked to give money for the Mishkan, Koil Nediv Lev Yevieha, a person who had Nedivus Lev. If you have the Torah Ora Sholem, Vayivor Hanoshim Al Anoshim, Koil Nediv Lev Heviu Choch Vanezim Vetoas Vechumas Kol Klizov. If you had a Nedivus Lev means a person who had generosity in his heart. He's a generous by nature. He gave money. That's L'toif. L'ra'a, for bad purposes, now we're talking about the eagle, V'yisporku kolo'am. That's Ois 2. V'yisporku kolo'am es nizmi azob ha'shem ba'oznayim v'yiviyu el aroin. So what is Reb Yehuda Bar Pazi saying? When it came to giving money to the Mishkan, not necessarily did every Yid in Klal Yisrael give. After all, among the 600,000, it was bound to be one or two people that were stingy or miserly. They perhaps did not give. They called the Divlev, the rest of the people, the Divus Alev, yeah. However, when it came Lerov for the Eagle, for his Sparkle Koloam, everybody decided, I want to participate in the Eagle.
So
that's Leviam. Other than Leviam. So this is number one. Number two, Litoiva. Now what is this referring to? This is referring to greeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavi Yochel at the time of Matan Torah. How come the didn't come on their own? Because people dilly-dallied. Moshe Rabbeinu had to go and knock on all the doors and scream and blow the shofar. Rabbi said, come on! It's time for Matan Torah! Mach Shnel! V'yoytze Moshe says, come on time! V'yoytze Moshe says, That's the Gabi Tatoiva. L'ro'a, this is talking about after the Maisa Meraglim, and now the Meraglim are back to go and give a report. V'atikin v'lai kulcham, nobody had to announce nothing. The Meraglim are here, everybody came en masse, they didn't have to have reminders, they didn't have to have alarm clocks, they didn't have to have shofar blowing, everybody came. Nebuch l'ro'a. And now the third example. L'toiva, oz yoshe Moshe v'nei yisos ha-shira azois. When it came time to go and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu had to go and lead the oilam. They didn't start on their own, oz yoshiru b'nei Yisrael. When Moshe began to sing, then everybody joined in. However, l'ro'a batisa kolo eida eskoilam v'yifku b'lai lazeh. What's number six? Yeah, Tisa Kolo Eida, Beitnu Eskoilam Beivko Am Balaylahu. That's talking about, of course, when the Meraglim finished their speech and their report, everybody started crying, and then Chazal tell us, Atem Bechisem Bechia Shalchinam, and therefore this is going to be a Bechila Doidus that was on Tisha B'Av, etc. But here you see again, why didn't it say Batisa Moisha or Batisa Meraglim Kolo Eida? The Eida they sang on their own, they started crying on their own, they didn't need anybody to lead them. So that's the three times you see the Zahra, Nebuch Lera is stronger than the Toiv. Reb Chiya Bar Abba adds a fourth occasion. Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Ochein Hishkimu Hishchisu. The Pasuk says that Klal Yisrael were Mashchis, that means they did destructive things. Hishkimu Hashkama Baboiker, early in the morning. To get people to come early in the morning to davening is a struggle everywhere. Of Hashchasa, no problem. People were standing on line before the Beis Medrash was open, before the stores were open, everybody was there. Again, Nebuch L'ro, not the title. Zokti Moravaitom Rab Abba Bar Acha, Einat Yochel Lamed Al Ufya Shel Umazu. There's no way that you can really pinpoint the Ufya. Ufya means the nature, the culture, the behavior of the Jewish people. What do you mean? Nitboin le'egel v'noisten, nitboin le'mishke v'noisten. It sounds almost deranged. People are giving to the egel, and then the same people are giving to the mishkan. Make up your mind. Halashem or litzareinu, whose side are you on? On your Kodesh Baruch Hu's side, they give money for the mishkan. If you're on the bad side, give the egel. The same people, nitboin le'egel v'noisten, nitboin le'mishke v'noisten, that doesn't make sense. Says the Maratana. I'm not sure what the Rosh HaTevis are, Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, or who knows, lots and lots of Rosh HaTevis in Yerushalmi, and there's no clue. I know the article goes and spells it out, so if you have it, great. Otherwise, Tana Ribach, Hado Matnisa. He said, no, it's not as difficult as you think. Really, there is a lot of sanity here, Rabbi Baracha. And that is, it says in the Pasuk, Vasisa Kapoyra Zohav Tohoyr. Now, what does the word kapoitis mean? Here, the kapoitis, of course, means the kapoitis that was put on top of the oroin. The kapoitis was the lid of the oroin, and from the kapoitis were emanating the two kruvim. But the reason why it's called kapoitis, says Yimara, Yovi zov shel kapoitis v'yechaper al zov shel egel. The Mishkan, of course, was built after Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a slicha, the chapara on the Masa Egel on Yom Kippur. And then a few days later, Moshe Rabbeinu said, okay, Rabbi Yisai, start collecting money for the Mishkan. And then afterwards, they got the money and they started building the Mishkan. So that was all post the Masa Egel. So says our Gemara that the Yidden and Klal Yisrael wanted to have an atonement for their terrible sin of the Egel. And what was that atonement? That they gave generously to the Mishkan. Those same people that a couple of months earlier had given generously to the Egel, now months later they're giving generously to the Mishkan to act as a kapoiris, as a kapor. Reb Chagi B'Shem, Reb something or other B'Shem, Reb Shimon Bar Nachman maybe. Sholish Tumas Nebu B'Parsha Zois. So now he tells us that we keep on talking about the Machzor Shekel. Initially, in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, there were three trumos given, basically contemporaneously or simultaneously. And what the Gemara is quoting now is a Rashi in Chumash in the beginning of Parshas Truma. I'm assuming that the Rashi got it from the Gemara and not the other way around. And now it says the word Truma three times. What are the Truma? Where does it say three times? We'll see another line again, the beginning of Parshas Truma. What are the three trumas? Zois trumas adonim, the money that was given, collected for the sockets. Sockets are the base of the kroshim, the beams of the Mishkan. Utrumah Shkolim, the Trumah Shkolim that they had every year for the new Karbanois. Utrumah Samishkan, that everybody gave for the Zov, the Kesef, the Nechoishes, Tcheles, Argoman, Tlashani, whatever the Mishkan needed the first time and the only time when you were building the Mishkan. Okay, how do I know that it says three times? Tavu b'nei Yisrael v'yichali Trumah, number one. Mi'eis kolisha she'yidvenu libay tikhues trumasi. That's number two. Number three, the next pasuk, v'zois ha'truma she'tikhu me'itam zo'av v'chesed v'chashes. See, more dashes these three. Davan isom yikli truma zu trumas adonim. That's the amount that people gave for the sackets down below the crush. Mi'eis kolisha she'yidvenu libay tikhues trumasi zu trumas shkolim. Those are normal shkolim that were for the annual bringing of the kabbanis. So it's a truma shetikhu meitam zov kesef nechoshes the truma samishkan that what truma samishkan lemishkan mashi yirtzu yasu. So now the Gemara is telling us how much did everybody go and bring. So for the truma samishkan mashi yirtzu yasu, whoever had zov brought zov, or kesef nechoshes tchedes agamon tlashoni, there was no stipulated amount. You gave whatever you had, whatever you wanted to give. Kol nedivleiv yivio. Everybody brought whatever they wanted. Truma shkolim the carbon. What does this mean? By the machzah shekel, you didn't necessarily have to give a machzah shekel. You could have given more, or based on a different currency, says the Tatlan Chadatin. For instance, in later years, people didn't use the shkolim, they used the darkoinim. Or today, outside of Eretz Yisrael, people don't use the shekel. People use the dollar or the ruble or the yen or whatever the currency is. The pound, oh, and the European pound or whatever, the English pound. No, they
did. Euro.
The euro. Oh, does I. So you have all of these different currencies. You can give mashir tziyasu. However, yehiyad kulan shava. Don't have people giving more or giving less. Everybody should give the same denomination. If you want to go in, and everybody today go and give dollars, everybody gives a machta shekel, half a dollar, which of course is the custom today. We have the $3.5 that we always give Purim time. But the point is, Erev Yom Kippur, but the point is that everybody can go and give more, don't give less than the machta shekel, but it should be uniform. Yad kul and shav, everybody should give the same amount. Don't have some people giving half of this and half of that. No, it's got to be all the same. And finally, Trumas Adonim LaAdonim HaOsh LeYarba V'Adal LeYamid. Everybody had to give the stipulated amount of the Machtas HaShekel. And the Taklin Chadatin goes through the Cheshbin that Rashi goes through in the Chumash. How did they get the Adonim? Because each Odin was one Kikar, and how much each Kikar is worth. And you have 600,000 giving a Machtas HaShekel, so therefore you have 300,000 Shkolim. And how many Shkolim do you use for one particular, for a Kikar? I believe you have 3,000 shkolim in a kikar, so if you have 300,000 shkolim, so therefore you have 100 kikar, and every one of the adonim was a kikar la'adam, so that you had a basic cheshbon. Again, Rashi goes through it in Chumash in greater detail, and so does the Taklit Chadatin here, probably the R-scroll as well, but it's a relatively straightforward thing. You have 600,000 machzah shekels, it's 300,000 shkolim altogether, and there are 3,000 shkolim per kikar, which means you have now 100 kikrim, 100 times 3,000, 300,000, and it was kikar la'adan, every one of the adonim was one kikar, so that's how they had 100 adonim. Why did they have to have 100 adonim? Because on the right side, the left side, the back side of the Mishkan. Good. So continues on the Gemara. That's why everybody had to give the same amount, the machzah shekel. Omer of oven after parsha zois nemer ba gimel trumais. Not only parsha's truma, but parsha kisisa, when we in fact lay in the parsha shkolim, that there too it says three times the word truma. Machzah shekel, truma l'Hashem, yitin truma l'Hashem, losis truma l'Hashem. You open up the parsha, the beginning of parsha's kisisa, open up the chumash, and you see the word truma is repeated three times in succession. To tell you the same three trumas. Okay, back to the Mishnah. B'tesva by koines a megillah b'krachim. On the 15th day, we start laying the megillah in the krachim. Krachim means in the mukafes chayma, those cities which have a wall around them. Zok tiymar loy chayn omer Reb Chelboy Rav Huna Rav b'shem Rav Chanina Rabba. That's not what we learned in the Braisa or this Amoira. In other words, Reb Chelboy will tell us halach in a moment, which seems to be at odds with our Mishnah. That what? He said, Hakol yoitzin biyodalit shuzman kriyasa. Everybody is yoitze on Yudalit, even the B'nai Mukav Choyma. And if that's the case, why does it say in the Mishnah that the Krachim people will be Yoitz and Tesvav by L'choyra, the Krachim people can be Yoitz and Yudalit as well? And from our Mishnah, by the fact that it singles out Tesvav by Kurnis Megillah Krachim, it sounds like that the B'nai Yerushalayim, for instance, if they heard the Megillah landing on Yudalit, that they're not Yoitz. But Reb Chelboi says, how can Yoitz? Everybody's Yoitz with Yudalit. Doesn't that seem to be a kasha on Reb Chelboi? So it's why no. Loibah lamedcha shekol hamitzvos and hagas ba'odar sheini en hagas ba'odar rishayin. Our Mishnah really is not telling us now Hilchos Megillah. You want to know Hilchos Megillah? Look up Masechtas Megillah. You got over there about 32 or 33 blot to tell us all about Hilchos Megillah. For that, I don't need a Masechtas Shkolim, the first Mishnah. Rather, our Mishnah is really just focusing on the halachas which are pertinent to Shkolim and other related things. And therefore we said, although you made an announcement of Shchodish Adar Rishayin, you have to make an announcement also on Rish Chodesh Adar Sheni in a leap year. Just like we learned in Masechtas Megillah, that Kol HaMitzvos Nehagos B'Adar Sheni are not Noig B'Adar Rishon except for Mikra Megillah and Matanis Lavyonim, like we had in the Amud Aleph, and Gemara is going to bring it again in another couple of lines. So the same thing applies. So we're saying by Shkolim, you'd also have to announce it on Rish Chodesh Adar Sheni. Since we're talking about Adar Sheni, we're talking about the others, we said, don't forget, you also have those things that you have to do on Tesvav, the Adar, such as fixing up the roads, fixing up the mikvois, going and re-liming all of the kvarim, etc.
Check and climb,
exactly. The inspectors have to go out. Shkoyach. Brother Shai, have a wonderful day. Hatzlacha Rabba, have a good Yantav. You too. Zagi mentioned. Anyway, continuing on the Gemara. So, the fact that it says in the Mishnah Gabi, the day 15, because that's just the introduction to all the other things which apply on the 15th of the month. But Einachanami, could be Rabbi Chelboi is 100% right, that those that are Mechuyiv to lane on the 15th, they could be Yoitz already on the 14th. You have no kasha from our Mishnah. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Acha, Havin Yasvin, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Acha was sitting, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Acha, Loi Mestavra, El Lishavar, Avlabo, Loi. He said that we're saying that on, if you heard it on Yudalit, then the Tesvav people don't have to listen on Tesvav. He said, it's not Mestavir that our Mishnah or this Halacha that we just learned now, that we just learned Hakol Yoitzim Yudalit, that Reb Chelboi is trying to tell us, in a case where it was ready the Sha'avar. The Sha'avar means in Bavli Lashon, Bidievet. It's not Mestavir that he's telling us that if Yudalit and Tesvav already passed, and the Bnei Yerushalayim didn't hear the Megillah, or one of the Bnei Yerushalayim didn't hear the Megillah on Tesvav, he heard it on Yudalit, that he's Ulzi Yoitze, we don't really need a Reb Chelboi to teach us that, because it's already too late. What is he going to do? He's going to go and take out the Megillah and lane it on Tezayin and Yudzayin. He's going to lane it at the Seder night. It's too late. So he told him, okay, you already Yoitze and Yudalit. That's no grace of Chiddush. But rather, what he's telling us is, Afil HaBoloi, what he's telling us is that if you already heard it in Yudalit, you, B'nei Tezvav, you don't have to bother looking for your go-to minion or go-to Davin website to find where you can hear Kriyas and Megillah on Tezvav, because you already heard it. So he's not telling us, L'sh'ovra b'dievet. The Chori is coming to tell us, L'haba, a l'chadchila, you don't have to go and read a second time on Tezvav if you heard it already in your talit. Freit Yimara. If that is Taka the Pshat, Vatani, didn't we learn in the Brisa, Mokish and Ogle, the Kroy, the Shnei Yomim? There were certain places where there was a Suffolk, and therefore they used to go and lane it in two different places. Even in Yerushalayim, until recent years, as they keep on adding new sections, new neighborhoods to Yerushalayim, it always becomes a Shaila. Is that considered to be part of bona fide Yerushalayim? And people that live in the Ir Atika, that's certainly part of Yerushalayim. Even people that live on the right outside the old walls, the old city, are also, because the Gemara says, when it comes to Mukav Choyma, that also Besomach, Nirin, those people that you the see Yerushalayim, they can be seen from Yerushalayim. But as they keep on adding new sections, I remember many, many years ago when I was a bucher, we're talking about 40, 50 years ago. At that time, they had a Bayit Vegan. It was a relatively new neighborhood of Yerushalayim. So it was a big shaila. Bayit Vegan, is that considered to be Samach Venira, that you go and lane on Tesvav, or is it considered to be like the rest of Eretz Yisrael, and you lane B'Yudalit? At that time, there was quite a distance from, for instance, Geula, all the way to Bayit Vegan. You had to walk maybe an hour, and you didn't have paved roads everywhere. There are lots of sandy roads. So it was a shaila. Even Har Nof, in more recent years, they had similar shalas, or Ramot, or the other new sections that they keep on adding. So in those places where there's a chashash, you got to lane both days. So for Eitimar, why are you laning both days? I just heard from Reb Chalbai, even if it's Vadai Tezvav, as soon as you heard on your Dalit, you're Yoitza. For Eitimar, Batani, Makshin, Nogli, Kreis, Shnei Yom, Karin, Oysa, Shnei Yom. Why? Why are you bothering? Just go lane on your Dalit and be Yoitza Tezvav with that. Omalezi told him, Oif Anos Tavakein. I also held the same way as you. I agree with you in what you just said. But Omer Amona V'yo'us Ilum Ishikraya V'yodalet Choyz V'karya B'tezvav Shema'ein Shoyman Loi Imat Oymerkein Nimta Oikazman Krachem B'yodcha. So what the Gemara is telling us is Al Pisvara, what Reb Chalbai said makes a lot of sense. That once you hear it on your Dalit, you don't have to go and listen to it Tezvav. And I also hold that. The reason why we learn in the Brayis that you have to go and do it 2 days, I'll tell you why. Because once you let people know that lechatchila, if you're a ben Tezvav, you can be Yoitza on your Dalit, the ben Tezvavs are quickly all going to disappear. Everybody's going to hear the Megillah on Yudalit. Everybody's going to join into with the masses of Klal Yisrael. And this halacha of that you can hear the laning on Tezvav, this will just be a footnote in Shulchan Aruch that will not be followed. That will no longer be the custom. And that's what Raman is saying. V'yoyis. Even if the halacha taki is like Reb Chalbai, that you can be Yoitza on Yudalit, il mishakraya be Yudalit, all those that have lained on Yudalit, choyz v'kari b'tezvav, if they're not going to go and read it again in Tezvav, shem ein shayim aloi, they're not going to bother listening the second day. If you're going to say, mishakraya b'yudalit, choyz v'kari b'tezvav, if you're going to tell me that you have to lane it both days, then based on Reb Chalbai, shem ein shayim aloi, people are not going to listen. This is quickly going to be an akir is man krachem. The people forget that there's a din of Tezvav. Everybody will yoitza on Yudalit, and that's why the Braisa says Yudalit and Tezvav. Even though Reb Chalbai Meikra didn't, maybe right, you're yoitza, but nevertheless, don't make it a public announcement. Otherwise, Tezvav is going to be erased from the face of the earth. Tani Reb Shimon Gamliel Leiman. Mitzvahs and the Haggis Bodeshani and the Haggis Berishain, Chutz Mihesbe Vitanis, Shein Shovin Ze, Beze U Beze. Okay, we touched on this already on the Yomid Aleph, a little bit in the Yomid Beis, that all the mitzvahs which are Noig Bodeshani are not Noig Berishain, except for Hesbe Vitanis, Shein Shovin Ze, Beze. The Isser of Hesbe Vitanis applies both times in both months. Don't think, already. Other Rishon has already passed, and therefore we already had our Isser Hesper V'Tanis. It no longer applies in other Sheni. Or vice versa, if you knew in advance that this year is going to be a double other, you'll figure, okay, Isser Hesper V'Tanis is only in other Sheni, not other Rishon. Comes to tell you that they're the same for both months. Rabbi Bo, Rabbi Yirmiyah B'Shem Rav, Rabbi Simon B'Shem, Rabbi Shuman Levi, Halach Rabbi Shuman Gamliel, Taklach Rabbi Shuman Gamliel, that all the mitzvahs and the haggis ba'odah sheni ain no yhaggis barishain, except Hesper V'Tanis. Rav Huna Rabbi de Tzipoyin Omar, Hinig Reb, I'm not sure whether it's Reb Chalbai or Reb Chanina, be Tzipoyin, Kahadod Rabbi Shuman Gamliel, he taka feared ain in Tzipoyin, like Rabbi Shuman Gamliel, as was the Halach of Hesper V'Tanis in both. Says Yimar Balei Omar Ela Hinig Halalacha Loi, only Minig but not Lahalacha. Now, what does it mean? Only Minig and not Lahalacha. So the Taklan Chadatin says at the bottom of the Omid, like we find often in the Bavli, that there are differences between Halacha and Minig in terms of whether we announce it in a public shir, in a public forum, or we paskin it quietly. If you look at the last two lines, all the way in the bottom of the Taklin, Chadatin, it says, Av halacha loy, last two lines, the nafkimina, the halacha, der shinim bepirka. When the Rosh Hashiva, the Ruv, the whoever is giving the shir, is giving the shir b'halacha. If you hold that's the halacha, then you can darshan it in front of the public and say, Rabbeisai, I got good news for you. The halacha is, Hesper the Tan is shoving both by other Rishon and by other Shaini. However, min haga b'pirka loy darshan it. You don't go and announce it in public. Avarim arina and kiramina b'bavli tan is chavav. That if a person comes over to you and says privately, Ruv, what's the halacha? Then you tell him the halacha is kach v'kach. So that's the lashon of hinik, as opposed to halach. Finally, says the Gemara, Avlin in shtarois koisven oda rishoin, the oda sheni stop. What the Gemara is telling us is, you're a sofer, and you're writing out a shtar, and there are two others this year, and we don't want people to get confused. What should you do? Now, of course, the easiest would be, write oda rishon for rishon, and oda sheni for sheni. But what happens if you come across a shtar from Tov Shin Pei Beis? That's next year. I believe next year is an Ibiyur. Don't hold me to it. Maybe the Sanhedrin will be reconstituted and they'll change it. But that's my basic understanding. The next year is a leap year. So you have now Tov Shin Pei Beis, and you find a shtar that says in it Odor. And you're wondering, which Odor? Is it Odor Rishon or Odor Sheni? So someone will say, no, Odor Azoy, Odor Azoy. Yeah, but you have to know for purposes of, for instance, when you have to go and pay the choiv, when the lien attaches to the property, if you're talking about a mortgage, and someone sold the property in between Odor Rishon and Odor Sheni. So, says Rav, the Ar Gemara, then Yishtoris, Koisen Odor Rishon, in all the Yishtoris written in Odor Rishon, right befedish, Odor Rishon, the Odor Sheni, you can just say Odor Stam, you don't need to put in the word Sheni. People will know the halacha is Odor Rishon. You have to specify Odor Rishon. Odor Sheni is tam. Just write Odor. However, Ri Oimer, Ri respectfully disagrees. And he says, no, just the opposite. Odor Rishon, that's the one that's tam. Just leave Odor. Don't say which Odor. Odor enough, that means Odor Rishon. You want to say Odor Sheni? Then Tanyon, then write Befeirish Odor Sheni clearly in the document. So we have a machloikis now when you have Odor Stam in a leap year doesn't mean Odor Rishon, it doesn't mean Odor Sheni. Yes, sir?
I think the second one makes more sense.
You think, okay.
Because yes. If you only write the, is it Odor Sheni, then you know, and it's not written, then you know that the year was not a leap year.
Okay.
But if they write Odor Sheni, then you know that it's a leap year.
How you know, what about those years you know for sure is a leap year because it's already past the leap year? Right, you had a
right. Loan. So that if it doesn't say anything, you know it's Odor Rishon. If it says something, it's Odor Sheni.
If it says Odor Sheni, then you know that. What do you know?
You know that.
You know it was Odor Rishon.
Right.
You know there was Odor Sheni.
Right.
Well, if it was just Odor alone, then you it was Odor Rishon.
Right.
So you like the second shot?
I like the shot.
Good. Okay.
Are we going to talk about is Mishin Nifnas Adar Marvim Simcha is a?
I don't think that appears in our Masechta. I think it appears in Masechta's Megillah as well as Masechta's Tanis. But if we have it in our Gemara, I'll be delighted.
No, the sense of whether or not it's important to
Marvim Simcha
and we'll
see if it's brought. I don't think that's the focus. We have that in Masechta's Tanis, but the Gemara says. Shame she mishnichtes av mat mesimcha kolz gemishnichtes adar in mar mesimcha, and you probably have it as well in the sechtes Megillah. I don't know if it appears here. Any questions on my side? Yes, Barry. I see you have a question.
Earlier, I said these berku kola. people removed their jewelry to give to the ego.
Yeah.
Which characterizes the ra'ah, but when they originally did it, they were doing it l'ra'ah. It got corrupted. It made a wrong turn there. And surprisingly, the Gemara is because originally Aaron said Chag L'Hashem Machar. Why is the Gemara? I mean, at the time, I understand the result was the eagle was created out of that gold. But at the time, when the people did it, they weren't doing it with Hashem Avera. They thought they were doing something neutral or positive.
Okay, very good question. If you go back to the Rashi's in Parshas Kisisa, Rashi says over there that you're right. Aaron did it as a stalling tactic because he was hoping by the time all the jewelry would come in and we're going to put it into the fire and we're going to melt it down, etc., etc. By that time, Moshe Rabbeinu will already have returned. And in fact, it says in the Pasuk that he said, Aaron said to the men, Porku es nizmei hazov asher ba'ozin nisheichem b'neichem uvnoiseichem haviu elai. And Aaron was under the impression that people would go home and tell their wives and their children, and the wives and the children would not be so easily convinced to go and give their nizmei zahav, because after all, the women want their jewelry and the children want their jewelry, and therefore, by the time they agreed to give their jewelry, a day or two will pass, and by that time, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu will have returned. And the Pasuk says, V'yisporka kala'am, says Rashi, that the men folk didn't wait for the women. They didn't wait for the children. On the spot, they started taking off all of their rings and stuff. I know most men today don't wear rings. Well, maybe many do. But in the times of the Torah, apparently they did wear. And so the men took off all of their nizmei zav, and they handed it over to Moshe Rabbeinu immediately, not Moshe, to Aharon HaKohen immediately, much to Aharon HaKohen's disappointment. So the answer is, yes, they all did. Aharon's Kavanah was pure, for sure. However, Klal Yisrael's Kavanah, unfortunately, was not pure. They heard, oh, you want to put together an ego? Great, here, take my gold watch, take my gold nose ring, take my gold wedding ring, etc., etc. And everybody gave en masse. Okay, hearing no more questions, Vietchim, tomorrow morning, we're going to start at 8 o'clock, and I give to Shu. Yes, Uri. Yes, a question. Please.
I understand that Shkalim is Talmud Rishali.
Yes.
But why is it coming? Why does it come in this order? First, we take care of Nisan, and now we're going back to Adar. It should be switched.
You mean because Tzachim is the Rishkalish Nisan? Very good question. Very good question. Fair question. Let's think about it. Let's see if we can come up with an answer. Shkoyach. Shkalim starts with
one other
question.
One other week. I think might not have gotten up to it yet, but I don't. But with the scheduling, I just want to ask it now. We're going to talk about a kalbon as a sort of a tax to.